This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week marked 1 year since a mass shooting in Kalamazoo County. A part-time Uber driver, Jason Dalton, is facing charges. The shooting spree killed 6 people and seriously injured 2 others. One of the injured is teenager Abigail Kopp. Joining me right now is her father, Gene Kopp. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
How is Abigail doing?
Well, that's a very, very broad question. I mean, you know, when you've had a major injury like that, asking how she's doing is almost impossible to answer. She's had several surgeries, and she just had a plate put in to repair part of her missing skull.
Right. I was just reading that on your family's Facebook page that she underwent that replacement surgery earlier this month. How's she recovering from that?
So far, so good, but it's early. There's no guarantee, of course. She had that done earlier in the year, and an infection set in, and it had to be replaced. So hopefully all goes well, and that's all I can say.
I want to ask you kind of a difficult question, but would you remind us how severely Abigail was wounded?
She was shot in the head, and that meant in the brain. And that did shatter her skull and cause brain damage.
Abigail has had to spend most of her time at home, no school or other activities, because it would be dangerous for her injury. How's that affected her?
Well, you know, she was a gymnast. She climbed trees. She liked to swim, so she was active. And now she's locked up, practically. Although, hopefully, that'll open up a little bit. I don't foresee her ever being able to do gymnastics or climbing trees again, because the risk is, even though she has a plate, there's still too much risk. Maybe she'll get into swimming. I don't know. It's too early to say. We'll see what she decides to do once things settle down and go from there.
I also watched a video on Facebook of Abigail with her new pet pig, Snuffles. What has Snuffles meant to the family?
She has been a lot of fun for the whole family. She had a previous pig who was much larger, and he had an injury to his legs, and he had to be put down because he could no longer walk. The Snuffles is a much, much smaller breed of pig. She missed her pig when he went down, so she begged for another one, and this has been her pet, keeps her company, makes her happy. So,
and apparently likes Cheerios.
Yes, Cheerios are the great training aid, that and lettuce. Pigs eat anything, as we all know, and we've tried to keep it to something so she doesn't get overweight too easily. So we no kitchen scraps or anything like that.
You stayed away from the memorial service for the victims this week. Why?
Because we like our privacy. And obviously, I don't hold it against Michigan Radio, or I wouldn't be on here with you. But
and we appreciate that you're taking the time to talk to us.
But we all know that, unfortunately, there's a whole spectrum out there of journalists and so-called journalists, and not to mention just downright kooks who have nothing to do with the media. And unfortunately, when you're in the limelight, all of those appear. So we've had people in the public who have actually wanted, when Abby had her infection, wanted to touch her head with no skull and cast out the demons, and I'm not joking. We've had journalists 3 times follow my wife and Abby and tail them, like paparazzi, which is nerve-wracking, especially to gun violence victims. We had one incident where Abby and her mother were in the grocery store, and a man walked up and said that he was so proud to see Abby and wanted to show off the gun he got because of the incident. You know, here he is showing off a pistol he's carrying around to a gun violence survivor who was shot by someone who was carrying around a pistol. What I don't know what he was thinking, but you know, that was definitely nerve-wracking. So there's a whole spectrum of people out there. We just want our privacy, and let's face it, she's a 15-year-old girl now, and most 15-year-old girls want their privacy. And when you're young, even with no injuries, you make lots of mistakes, and it's wonderful. Most of us have made mistakes in our youth, and the world didn't know about them, and life went on. And I certainly don't want her to go around life with everyone looking at her under a microscope, second-guessing everything she did, when most of us get the liberty of making mistakes, and the world doesn't know about it and doesn't hold it against us. So she needs that privacy.
Yeah, and as a father, I understand your need to help her protect herself from that. With what is hopefully the last major surgery behind her, what's next for Abigail and your family?
We don't know. It's hard to say. We just I guess the problem that the question leads to is people want to know what's her prognosis. And the answer is that's uncharted territory, so no one can give a prognosis.
Right.
So we can't give an answer of where things are going. And likewise, the family, I don't know. The whole lesson of this is don't try to plan too much because, to paraphrase Woody Allen, if you want to make fate laugh, tell her your plans. And that's definitely the case here.
Mr. Kopp, I really appreciate that you took the time to talk to us. I wish your family peace and the privacy you're seeking, and we all hope the very best recovery for Abigail.
All right. Thank you very much.